And then the, how, do you have any special call to get horses in from the pasture?
Cup, 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 cup.
Yeah, okay, good. And then to get a horse started is...
get it.
Okay, and to get them to stop.
Whoa.
And to urge them on while you're driving them.
Just clucking to them through your teeth.
Okay. Would you make that not? Okay. And then calls to pigs at feeding time.
Pee-pee.
And call... Now, did you ever raise sheep?
No, not many.
Did you ever have any ways to... Did you ever have to call them?
No. Yeah, they call them sheepy, sheep, 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 sheep.
Okay. And then calls to chickens at feeding time.
Chicky, chicky.
And then to get the a horse ready for plowing.
Put the gears on him.
Okay, and then say the same thing for driving?
Yeah.
And the things you hold when you're...
reins.
Now, would that be for driving and would you call reins and plowing too?
No, we call them plow lines.
And the things you put your feet in when you're riding a saddle horse?
Stirrups.
And the horse on the left, or the one that walks in the furrow?
Lead horse.
And if you're talking about the distance from here to Denton,
it's 2 miles to Denton.
Say, oh, it's just a little...
Little float piece.
Okay, and if it's a considerable distance.
Quite a far piece.
Okay, is that... Now, would you use that. Okay, but that's the...
that's the answer.
Okay, what would you say? Would you say from here to...
It's quite some distance.
Okay, and then if something isn't difficult to find, you can say, oh, that isn't difficult to find. You can find that almost any
place.
Sure. Well, I was thinking anywhere or any place. and then the trench is cut by a plow or...
Furrow.
And then to remove the shrubs and trees from the land is to...
Shrub it off or grub it up.
Now, would grubbing it be the
I'd taken it out of the roots.
But if you just take the, took off the top...
It'd be shrubbing it.
Okay. And then a second cutting of clover or grass.
Well...
Or hay. It
slobbers the cattle real bad.
Uh-huh. Okay, it doesn't work as... It isn't as good?
No. Not a red clover. Because it's got too many seeds in it.
Uh-huh. This would be a second cutting?
Yes.
Now, but what would you call that, a second cutting? Or
yes,
would you have
that's what I'd call it.
How about something you planted that you didn't actually plant but came up anyway?
Can't think of the word.
Well, some of the terms are rowan, aftermath, laddermath, or volunteer.
Volunteer. Volunteer. That's what we always call it.
Now, when you talked before about wheat, when you tied the wheat up
in bundles.
All right. Now, how big was the bundle?
Oh, 6 inches in diameter.
All right. And how many of those did you put when you were putting them together?
Ten to a dozen.
All right. Did you ever put two over the top?
Yeah, that's called capping it.
The cap, okay. Did you ever hear that called anything else?
No.
Did you ever hear it called a rudder?
No.
I heard that up in Mount Bristol. I never heard that before. But you'd call the bundle... What's the relationship of the bundle to the shock? The shock would be the collection
of... Bundles.
Of bundles, okay. And so you have... Talking about wheat, you say, I had... one bushel of wheat, and I had 39 more than I had 40
bushels.
All right, and the you're talking about the when you talk about oats, about thrashing. When you talk about thrashing wheat, how about oats?
Well, we thrashed oats too, and they come out so fast, men couldn't take care of them.
Uh huh.